This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's one of the latest gourmet trends, wine-infused ice cream.
We're going to have Merlot-flavored and Chardonnay-flavored.
Louisiana won't unless current law is changed to allow it. Monroe Representative Marcus Hunter has a bill to do that, and members of the House Judiciary Committee, like Representative Rob Shadowin of Ruston, were quick with the quips as they questioned Hunter about it.
So DWI could now mean driving while ice creamed?
A recent advisory opinion by the Attorney General's office said current statewide alcohol regulations prohibit any alcohol-infused ice cream. Hunter notes that includes one of Louisiana's signature desserts.
Bananas Foster is essentially illegal.
Committee members raised concerns about the alcohol content of the wine ice creams. Steve Duke, a lobbyist for Buzz Bar, says the manufactured ice creams contain less than 3% alcohol, so it shouldn't be a problem.
You'll either get brain freeze or you'll OD on sugar before you do, I think, on the alcohol content.
Committee members also had concerns about minors buying the product.
It just seems strange to have to present an ID to buy ice cream.
The bill was voluntarily deferred to add amendments regarding minors and maximum alcohol content. It will be reheard April 10th, giving committee members more time to come up with fresh jokes. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.